Well, you know, you get a lot of letters here at the Radio Ranch, and people wondering what's going on and wanting to know some of the behind the scenes. And we made an announcement early on, but people hadn't heard Sean Stone for a while and wondered what happened. Well, I don't know. Do you want to tell the story or do you want me to tell the story?
I'll give you like the brief 30-second version.
Okay.
I showed up for work one day and there was a seized by the New York State Tax Department sign on the door and no one was there.
So this is journalism in 2016, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This is the life of a journalist.
Yes. So
Metroland folded.
Yes.
And so since that time, and there were some question marks and as to what your status was, and now you're a free agent.
Yeah, the last I heard, they're selling everything off. Everything
okay.
must go. We did put out that online only issue, though.
Which was terrific. You did that on New Year's Eve, right? And it was just terrific. Really,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, really good stuff.
And if you didn't see it, sorry.
Oh, it's gone?
Poof.
Oh, it was taken down.
Oh no! What happened was, you know, the payments ran out.
Oh, okay.
I see. Oh, that went on January 15th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
That was one reason why the impetus to do it on New Year's Eve was because I knew that it was going to disappear on January 15th. So I figured 2 weeks was a good lifespan for it.
All right. Well, we're thrilled to have you back. So it's safe to say now you're freelancing.
Yes.
And thankfully you're doing it with us, and we're more than a little happy. So let's get into it. It's been a long time. So what have you seen? What have you done? What should we know about?
Well, did you see Star Wars?
I did see Star Wars.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I liked it 3/4. I will say, spoiler alert, when one of the famous characters dies, I just sort of went dead inside.
Yeah.
That meant nothing to me. I was like, okay.
Oh, it didn't mean anything to you?
No.
Oh, now see, I was shattered.
Really?
Yes, I was shattered. And I really don't, by the way, I don't think we're giving much away here. I assume that if anyone really wanted to see this movie, they would have seen it by now.
$900 million.
It's pretty, billion or what?
Million.
Yeah. I
mean, over a billion.
So we're assuming that we're pretty much on safe ground. But yeah, it was very affecting to me. It was very nostalgic. I enjoyed it. I had a great time in the theater. I loved the spectacle of it. I had a great time. I felt something when that moment happened. So,
I sort of teared up over the robots.
Yeah, they're cute too.
I like the new little robot.
Yeah, the little BB-8 or
yeah.
whatever his name is.
I like that, and I like the new Jedi.
Yes.
Played by Daisy Ridley.
Yes, and I like Kylo Ren. I like Adam Driver as the villain.
I'm a little on the fence on that, but
okay,
he might be all right.
All right. Well, let's see.
But as another movie from our childhood, since
yes.
I'm not giving away too much about our ages, they came out about a year before Star Wars, Rocky.
Yes,
I really liked Creed.
Now I have not seen that yet, but I look forward to seeing that.
It's still around. It's in the bargain theater.
Yeah,
but it's really good, and apparently the Philadelphia Verisimilitude's really good.
Yeah,
I mean that's I mean it looks like Philadelphia, and there's a lot of stuff that looks local specific. But what I've read about it is, hey, they made an effort.
Yeah, that's great.
And Stallone is good, and it's a tough trick because it deals in that kind of heavy sentiment that the first film does. But it pulls it off, which is really hard, which was what was nice about the first film. You know, it's which, like Star Wars, they were both rooted in, you know, 30s type movies.
Yes.
You know, and then this stays true to it.
Well, that's great. And then, so then the Oscar nominations came out, so we're kind of catching up on those.
Yeah.
And what have you seen in that?
I hope Saoirse Ronan wins Best Actress for Brooklyn.
She is amazing in Brooklyn.
She was just fantastic in that.
I love that movie. I love everything about that movie. I love the writing of that movie. I love Nick Hornby. I thought the guy whose name the Tony who plays Tony,
her, yeah.
whose name completely escapes me right now, although I knew it this morning. I thought he was great. I thought Julie Christie, who was in Educating Rita years and years and years ago.
Julie Walters.
Julie Walters.
We'll both get it right eventually. She's English. She can have all the disdain
Julie
for us she
Walters.
Wants.
Thank you. Yes. Julie Walters, who was in Educating Rita years and years and years ago with Michael Caine, and most recently was in the Harry Potter films as the Weasley mom, is...
And Mamma Mia.
That's right.
Don't forget
Mamma Mia. And she was in this film, and I thought was delightful.
Yes.
Just utterly delightful. It reminded me of like a Mary Wilkes kind of character. Yeah, just terrific.
And Jim Broadbent.
Yes. Yeah, it was a lovely, lovely movie.
Yeah.
And anything else? Oh, Hateful Eight.
I liked it better than Django Unchained.
Okay.
I was talking to Sarah LaDuke before I came in here. I think Tarantino, did you see it?
Yeah.
I think he's at the point in his career now, sort of where Woody Allen is. He needs to have a collaborator on his scripts, you know, to tell him, hey, you know, maybe this isn't working.
Or an editor.
I would settle for a collaborator because some of that dialogue wasn't, you know, he wrote really well for some characters and wasn't really trying very hard for others. But no. I love Jennifer Jason Leigh, and I thought Walton Goggins, when he took over the film at the end, was just hysterical.
Hateful Eight, and I think all of these films are still out and available and are playing in Cineplexes and theaters near you.
Oh, and Spotlight. I'll say, very good movie.
Great movie.
Very moving.
I enjoyed Spotlight tremendously. I don't know if it was just a journalism thing, but I love the film, and I thought the performances were great, and I found it very affecting.
And it was a decade ago when there was money to spend on journalism. Something that hasn't, you know, that seems to be, well, we'll move on.
All right. What do we got coming up?
All right. Tonight at MPAC, it's Rain. I'll probably mispronouncing it. Rain Moore and Ok Young Lee. In concert. They're not performing together. Moore is a bass, contrabass clarinetist, and Ok Young Lee is one of the world's leading experimental cellists. So this is challenging contemporary music, and that's at MPAC in Studio 2 tonight. Also tonight, Chicago drill hip-hop guy, Montana of 300, will be at the Upstate Concert Hall. Tomorrow night, Friday at Proctor's, it's Garth Fagan Dance. Also Friday night at the Egg, local hero Stefan Harris returns with his new combo Sonic Creed. Saturday night at Proctor's, the Empire State Youth Orchestra with violin soloist Charles Yang. He's gonna play the Eric Wolf Gang Korngold Violin Concerto, which is really romantic. Korngold's the guy who wrote the music for all those Errol Flynn movies.
Yes.
So it's that kind of music. It's very good. Monday night at the Palace. Now, this is something I missed last year when it came around, so I'm going to make an effort to get there. It's their annual Three Stooges Film Festival, which is always a riot. There's two sets of shorts. There's an intermission. They show a cartoon. They show, like, local commercials, you know, like old Frontier Town stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Your youth.
And then on Tuesday, there are three exhibits opening at the University Art Museum at the University of Albany campus. There's Gerard and Kelly Performance Documents. That's a video installation. Kelty Ferris, Body Prints and Paintings. And Race, Love, and Labor. That's a group photography show from the Center for Photography at Woodstock.
Wow.
And then we have a few new movies, because basically we're in that season where all the Oscar movies are hanging over.
Yes.
So the new movies are 50 Shades of Black, which is, of course, the scary movie to 50 Shades of Grey kind of thing.
Yes. With which Wayans? Was it Marlon?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
And Kung Fu Panda 3.
Oh, very good. With which Wayans? No.
No. Jack Black.
Okay.
Oh, so maybe someday I'll like a DreamWorks movie. Okay. I'm doubting it, but I may like a DreamWorks animation movie someday. And then, speaking of the Oscars, the Oscar-nominated shorts, live action and animated. I know they're opening at the Spectrum, but, you know, Time and Space Limited and, you know,
all the
Triplex.
Local,
you know,
the independent theaters.
Yeah, in Great Barrier, they'll all have it at one time or another.
Well, it's you can find out all this information on our website. The list is posted. It's WAMC.org, WAMC.org. Sean, it's great to have you back.
Great to be back, Joe. Thank you.
We probably won't see you next week as the
probably
fun
not.
Drive, but then the week after that,
all right.
We'll start our partnership. All right. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.